Hi, good afternoon. My name is John, and I'm calling from a recorded line. I'm actually trying to reach Lisa Rogers about the Depo Provera lawsuit. Is this Lisa?
This is Lisa.
How are you today?
I'm fine, and you?
I'm good. Lisa, have you or someone you know received Depo injections in the past?
I have.
Okay. And then did you have any health complications that are linked to the injections?
Yes,
Okay, can you
but
share when? Can you share?
I'm driving. I need to. I say I'm driving. I need to pull over.
Okay, sure.
Talk. Give me a minute.
Lisa,
Hey, sir, I'm here. I'm ready.
would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in this Depo Provera lawsuit?
Okay, you go ahead.
Okay. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in this Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
Okay. Now, and did you take get Depo Provera injections in the past?
Yes.
And how long did you get Depo injections for?
About how many years did I get it, or how long did I get it?
How many years? Yeah.
Oh, shoot. I'm trying to think and calculate my time. How I was 14. I think I got 27. So I was like 25. So about 8 years.
About 8 years. Okay. Now, did you ever develop a medical condition that's linked to the Depo injections?
Yeah.
Okay. And can you share with me what was it? What kind of medical problems did you have?
I don't see. Can you repeat the question again? Yeah, be
I'm sorry.
quiet.
I'm sorry.
Can you repeat the question?
Yeah, the question is, we're talking about the Depo Provera injections. Did you ever develop a medical condition?
Oh,
Did you ever?
yes, sir. I'm sorry. Yes,
It's okay.
sir.
Yeah. What was it? What happened?
It was a brain tumor, meningitis.
Sorry. What was it? I've never heard of that.
I can spell it. I know how to spell it. I can't pronounce it good.
Oh, sure. Can you spell it?
MENINGIOMAL.
Okay. So you're saying you've got this meningioma? Tell me what happened when you got this diagnosis?
They immediately started like cranium surgery. I got like radiation therapy.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Where
Okay.
it's okay.
Where was this at? Where in the body did you have this condition?
My head.
Where specifically?
Like maybe on my left side.
Can you be more specific?
Like on my, let me see, like a, like my head. Well, the most of it was like more for my arm, for the most part of it, but more like my arm where they had drew blood and they had like a did a biopsy. They did like a small incision.
Well,
brain, like a small sample of tissue samples, I believe.
Well, what type of meningioma did you have? Do you know?
What
type of meningioma did you have?
What type of dementia? I don't understand that question. What kind of did I have?
Yeah, where was the condition located besides your head? Did they tell you specifically where they found the condition?
More for the brain, more on my brain.
Okay, got it. So are you saying that you had a meningioma of the brain?
Right.
Okay. Okay, all right. Well, I'd like to help you get connected with a law firm, Lisa. But before I do so, I got to ask, are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation? Excuse me, another advice from another law firm or attorney for this specific matter or signed documents with another law firm? Are you willing to affirm that's true? I'm sorry, Lisa, are you willing to affirm it's true that you have not gotten an attorney or signed documents with another law firm?
It's true.
Okay. And then, so you personally had received depot injections and you developed this meningioma of the brain, as you say. Is that right?
Right.
Okay. So if you were to get file claim, it'd be for yourself because you're the injured person?
Right, right.
Okay. And Lisa, are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And then could you provide me the approximate date of your diagnosis?
February 3rd, 2015.
Okay. So February 3rd, 2015 is when you were diagnosed with a meningioma of the brain?
Right.
Okay, thank you. And then, Lisa, what's your date of birth, please?
12/5.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the day. December?
5/1975.
December 05/5?
05.
12/05, and that's in the year 1975.
Right.
Okay. And then, Lisa, do you know any other person like yourself that's received depot injections and then later developed a meningioma of the brain?
I just know people who received it, but I don't know what outcome of them because I didn't never think nothing of it.
Okay. Now the next set of questions are going to be asking about your depot injections. Did you get when you got the depot, did you get it in pill form?
I had an injection.
You had an injection, okay. That was the shot, okay. And then when you did get depot of Provera, I'm sorry.
I did the shot, and then when they dealt the shot, we started doing the pill. See, I started young, and then the older I switched. So I had both. I had the depo and the pill.
Oh, you had both. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you. And then, now, did you use the brand name Depo Provera?
Yes.
Okay.
And that brand name was Pfizer. His name was Pfizer.
Okay.
Pfizer.
Now, which injectable did you use?
The injector I used?
Yeah, what injectable did you use?
It was like, I don't understand that question. Like, did I take, what name of the shot? Did I take it?
Can I place you on hold?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay, thank you.